Well, Ireland's Olympic campaign truly sparked to life this morning with three swimmers qualifying for the next round of their events. Ellen Walsh and Daniel Whiffen join Mona McSharry in qualifying for finals, while Danielle Hill has made it through to the semi-final of the 100 metres backstroke. Let's cross over to Paris, from where we're joined by Damien O'Mara. Damien, lots to talk about, but we have to start with the swimming because we don't often get a morning like this. Will you bring us through what happened?
Yeah, it's been a fantastic morning. We kind of went to bed last night full of optimism after Mona McSharry's semi-final success and Jack Marley in the boxing. But little did we expect that we would have such a busy morning. We'll begin with Ellen Walsh. She went in heat two of the 400 metres individual medley, finished fourth in that in a time of 4 minutes 39.97 seconds to qualify for the final tonight. She will advance there as the seventh fastest qualifier. She's back in the water at 7:30.
It's been a long process. I was ninth at Worlds last year in the 200, and I guess you either come back fighting or it's going to hurt. And today I had an opportunity to make it into that final. I'm delighted to say that I will be in that final tonight.
What's your plan going to be?
I just want to get out stronger and just enjoy every minute of it. I don't know how long I have left, and I don't know if I'll ever be in another Olympic final. So I'm just going to go out there and be proud and hopefully have a good race.
Nice, relaxed attitude, Rachel.
Yeah, it's lovely to hear. So that was Ellen Walsh. Bring us on then to Daniel Whiffen and also to Danielle Hill.
Yeah, so Daniel Whiffen, around whom there is so much expectation, the men's 800 metres freestyle. He won his heat to qualify for the final tomorrow. That'll be at 8:02 tomorrow evening. He's the fastest qualifier, 7:41.53. He's over half a second off his winning time at the Worlds earlier this year. You can interpret that in most ways, or a couple of ways. The way that most people are interpreting it is that he has plenty left in the tank. He is here with supreme confidence, I should say, and he's certainly a man who is of the mindset that he has come to Paris to effectively collect a medal.
Yeah, very happy. I mean, it was very close to my world champs winning time that I only did like 6 months ago, and it felt a hell of a lot easier than that one. So yeah, I'm happy with the pace and happy with the fitness.
To go into the final, qualified first place, you can't ask for anything more.
Yeah, I can't ask for more. I love a centre lane. It's my favourite lane. But I mean, we'll see tomorrow night. I guess it's all about this 36-hour recovery period, and that's why I've got to get right.
The Olympic experience overall, how have you been enjoying that?
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, the food's a bit terrible, honestly, in the village, but everything else is class. I love the flats. I love everything. I love the team atmosphere. It's great. Love being part of Team Ireland.
So the food might not be supreme in the village, but his qualifying time is in the pool. So Daniel Whiffen into that final tomorrow. And then, as mentioned, Danielle Hill, heat three earlier of the women's 100 metres backstroke, finished fourth. She qualifies for the semi-finals, which will be later. 16th fastest qualifier, the last of the qualification spots. She was doing her media interviews when she realised that she'd qualified. And I think the mood changed significantly upon realisation. And Mona McSharry, who's really led the charge for the swimmers, she's in her women's 100 metres breaststroke final at 8:25 this evening.
Who else was in action this morning, Damien?
Yeah, we've had a very busy morning. The hockey team have had a really difficult draw. They're in Pool B of the men's competition. They were beaten yesterday by Belgium, who took gold in Tokyo. They faced Australia today, who took silver in Tokyo. Lee Cole scored in the second quarter to cancel out what had been the Australian opening goal in the first. Australia then scored in the second quarter to regain a 2-1 lead. That is how it played out over the course of the game. Defeat for Ireland, but a significantly improved performance, I think, in what we have seen from them, and plenty of optimism for the Irish squad and their captain, Sean Murray.
Obviously frustrating not to get a result there. I think we were unlucky, but no, credit to Australia. They're a top side, of course. I think we put in a great performance. I think we improved from the last game as well, and just on to the next one tomorrow.
You know, as captain, how do you rally the lads now to go again tomorrow against India?
Yeah, I think we're all living our dream out here in the Olympics. You know, it's a lot of it's the first time. There's so much motivation to get results. You know, two games down out of the five, so in the group stage, and we're still buzzing. Keep the confidence high. There's no point dwelling on it. Just fix a few things. Going positive tomorrow to get a result against India.
So that's the hockey. They'll continue their campaign. In rowing, we had the lightweight women's double sculls. Repechage, Margaret Kremen and Aoife Casey won that comfortably, 5 seconds clear of the Canadian crew that were in second place. They qualify for the semi-finals. Austin O'Connor has qualified for the individual final in the jumping phase in the eventing. Ireland well down the team standings there. The sailing is ongoing in Marseille. We've had a delay there, so race four of the men's skiff has only just got underway. Robert Dixon and Sean Wadilove were sitting second overall after the three races that took place yesterday.
We've already heard about Mona McSharry competing tonight in the pool. Looking forward to the rest of the day, Damien. What else can we expect?
Yeah, we have the women's rugby sevens are in action shortly. They play Australia at 1:30 Irish time. It's going to be a difficult game. The structure of the women's tournament, the top two teams in each of the three pools progress, as do the two best third place teams. Ireland will be hoping for a result against Australia, which would cement that, but they're in a comfortable position. We certainly expect them to advance to the quarterfinals. Kelly Harrington starts the defence of her gold medal. She's going to be in the ring in a little over an hour's time, probably around 2:30 Irish time. Liam Jagu aiming to reach the final of the canoe slalom. He'll be the first to tackle the course in the semi-finals later. And Nat Wien back in action in badminton as well, having beaten his Israeli opponent in his opening match. He's in action against a Nepalese opponent after 8:10 this evening Irish time, and there's quite a gulf between the two of them in the world rankings, so Nat would be expected to go two wins from two there.
Every Olympics has its controversies, some bigger than others. In Paris, one of the big issues seems to be the water quality in the Seine.
Yeah, so we saw with the opening ceremony what they have tried to do, and I think they've done it pretty successfully, is they have turned the city into a venue. So the beach volleyball is in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower. The eventing is taking place in Versailles. They've done a great job of converting these famous venues. The optimistic one is to have the 10K swim marathon in the Seine, and likewise the swimming phase of the triathlon. We are baking in the heat today, and it's going to get warmer over the coming days, but we had very heavy rain over the weekend. There's a 1.4 billion euro investment in a wastewater system for the Seine. The water was tested last week, was said to be perfect. The heavy rain over the weekend has meant that the water quality has fallen below the world triathlon level of requirement, but they tell us they're still confident that racing action in the triathlon, the swimming element, can take place in the Seine tomorrow.